From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty against Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev. The decision follows months of speculation since the attack last April, which killed three people and injured hundreds others. Nick Harper reports.
In a statement from the Attorney General Eric Holder, Holder said, quote, "The nature of the conduct at issue and the resultant harm compel this decision." The two homemade bombs that detonated at last April's Boston Marathon killed three people and injured more than 260 others. The Tsarnaev brothers allegedly created the devices to cause maximum harm at the high-profile public event. The elder brother, Tamerlan, died in a police shootout in the days following the bombing. His brother, Jokhar, is now facing 30 charges, 17 of them including using a weapon of mass destruction, carrying the possibility of the death penalty. The Attorney General's decision had long been expected, but prosecutors had to come to the decision following discussions with the victims' families.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has said he is concerned that Syria is behind schedule in handing over its chemical weapons. Mr. Hagel told reporters he doesn't know the reason for the delay, but it needs to be fixed by Damascus. From Washington, here's Lorna Shattuck.
Chuck Hagel made his comments in Poland, where he's on a three-day trip that will also see him stop in Germany. They come as the international watchdog overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical arsenal meets in The Hague to discuss the operation's progress. The stockpiles are due to be removed and destroyed by the 30th of June this year. But on Tuesday, UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon suggested in a report that the operation has been unnecessarily delayed.
Protesters in Ukraine have rejected an amnesty proposal by President Yanukovych's politicians in the country's ongoing political crisis. The parliament agreed to grant an amnesty if protesters leave occupied government buildings and dismantle barricades. However, the opposition abstained from voting, and leaders say they want this amnesty granted without any preconditions. Tom Barton reports.
Opposition figures say they see this proposed amnesty as an attempt to weaken protests so police can attack, and view arrested protesters as hostages, so do not see this amnesty as a compromise. Meanwhile, the US is reportedly preparing economic sanctions that could be imposed on Ukrainian officials or protest leaders if violence continues.
The Formula One legend Michael Schumacher is emerging from a medically induced coma. Doctors treating the retired athlete in France have begun reducing his sedation, and he is said to be gradually waking up. The 45-year-old seven-time racing champion suffered serious head injuries while skiing in the French town of Mirabel a month ago. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian authorities have disclosed the identities of the suicide bombers who carried out the twin blasts in the city of Volgograd on December 29th and 30th last year. Daria Bondarchuk has more from Moscow.
The two men, Asker Samedov and Suleyman Magomedov, who blew themselves up at the Volgograd's main railway station and on a trolley bus last December, belonged to the so-called Buynaksk terrorist group. The National Anti-Terrorist Committee said their names were not disclosed earlier due to security reasons. The NIC's press release also says the two brothers, Magomed Nabi and Tagir Batirov, were detained in the Southern Republic of Dagestan on suspicions of transporting the suicide bombers to Volgograd. The twin blast last December left 34 people dead and over 100 injured.
The U.S. economy grew at a rate of 3.2% in the last quarter of 2013, fueled by a rise in consumer spending. Posted before markets opened on Thursday, the news gives hope that the world's largest economy is on solid ground. And doctors in the UK carrying out a trial to treat peanut allergies have published findings that could transform the lives of those affected. The results showed that 84% of the allergic children who participated in the trial could eat peanuts in 6 months. But the treatment is not yet ready for widespread use. Here's Natalie Fury from London.
An allergic reaction to peanuts is the most common cause of death because of an allergy, and there is no cure. The trial, carried out in Cambridge in the UK, was aimed at training the immune system of children with peanut allergies. This started with them being given a dose of peanut powder equivalent to 1/70th of a peanut. Half a year later, the majority of the children could eat 5 peanuts a day. The findings were welcomed as an important advance, but experts say further trials are needed to ensure the long-term safety of allergy sufferers.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.